It's a local music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Our friend of the show, Jack Osborne. How to be alone. He's on Facebook, just playing the hell out of a guitar. This dude is good. Real talent. Writes his own music. Super duper young. I believe he's only 20 years old. So he's on Facebook. Just search Jack Osborne. No E. O-S-B-O-R-N. He makes graphics as well. Film stuff. He, a little bit of everything. So it's very important when you're in this music thing. Do a little bit of everything, especially when you're by yourself. So this is all him, all alone. Jack Osborne on Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
What is it about writing songs about being lonely?
I mean,
Justin Bieber and Benny Blanco have a song right now that is, I guess, atop the charts.
It's a damn
called
good
Lonely.
Song.
That's right. I heard it coming in.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the name of it was. I looked at my.
Then all of a sudden you said Lonely like six times?
Yes.
That's a good song. I don't know. I think it's very relatable.
Good stuff from Jack. Looking forward to more from him in 2021. There's George. I'm Gary. It's a Local Music Thursday. If you miss any of the segments, a good chat on hoops and volleyball and all kind of life, maybe, with Jacob Padilla from Hale Varsity is up on the radio replay page. It has been a busy morning in terms of around here when it comes to our local sporting events. First, the NSAA, which they were gracious enough to give Omaha State Wrestling. Remember, when you live in Lincoln, and back when I was in Lincoln, all of the state tournaments outside of track were in, and in baseball, were in Lincoln. And then wrestling came to Omaha, and it's like, oh my gosh, I got to go into that rough world of Omaha. I mean, my car might get stolen, something might happen. They don't have shops there you can go to find a prom dress. But as we have seen, wrestling is, that's one of the best things the NSA ever did, is they gave Omaha wrestling. Now, we get state track, going to try and hold on to state track, get baseball. Actually, baseball should be both A and B, should be in the Omaha area. Lincoln does not want baseball. They got other things to do at Haymarket Park. Marty at Warner Park does a great job. They embrace it. That should be in the Omaha area, those three events. And we always get into this discussion about basketball, about, hey, can you make a proposal from the city of Omaha with the different venues here, whether they be downtown, at the Chai, Sokol Arena, Baxter Arena, even use Ralston Arena. So there we give you four venues. My big thing is I don't want to go to the state tournament in basketball in the state of Nebraska, and I'm stuck playing in a high school gym. I get to the state basketball tournament, and I'm in one of the lower classes. It's a big deal. I want to play where the Huskers play. All right, they don't say, hey, eight-man football, you've made it to the state final. Here, go to Seacrest and play. Okay, I want to play in the big boy arena. That might be my only chance. And they'll say, well, you know, if you win a game, you'll get to play in the Devaney Center. No, what if we're not very good and we made the tournament and we're out and won and that's a... So I got to play in the state high school basketball tournament at Lincoln Southeast. You wouldn't have to play in high school gyms in this town. But in Lincoln, it is still that way. And today, with, you know, this being a year where attendance is going to be limited, and ironically, they have started to loosen some of the restrictions in Lincoln, and they also, I noticed today, have loosened some of the restrictions when it comes to high school events, like we have here in the metro. It's great to see student sections are going to be coming back around the metro. I noticed... York had a student section the other night. But earlier today, the NSA voted unanimously that the high school basketball tournament will stay in Lincoln. If it ever leaves Lincoln, the NSA should probably just follow it. They will not, as much as we want it here in Omaha, they will not let the state basketball tournament leave Lincoln. Not the NSA, but people in that community. They just won't. They won't let it come to Omaha because it is a huge financial boost to have those back-to-back weekends of the people that are in Lincoln. Well, this year it's going to be a little bit different. Now, here's the next step. Let's grow the tournament. Over in Iowa, they play all week. One venue, downtown, Wells Fargo Arena. Boom. You can set up shop. You can be there for the whole week and watch every single game. I don't have to watch one game here, go to another one, go to a high school, try and find parking. But for this year, they are expanding it a couple of days because the Devaney Center is unavailable. They're going to start the tournament on Tuesday. It will run Tuesday through the regular Saturday, where a majority of the games will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena, except for the opening round of C2 through D2. Okay. I mean, that's on the fly. That's a good adjustment by the NSA. Not a surprise they were going to come up with a plan. Now can we convince them to move it, the tournament to Monday, stretch it all week, play, you know, six games each day, have one site? Don't be emailing George about, well, you'd have to miss school and work and...
Yeah, please don't.
Do it for the kids. So that's something that has happened today. The other part that has happened today that affects us right here in Omaha is the NCAA, which when it comes to college baseball, their ear is open. The people that are in the game of college baseball care greatly about their sport. Growing their sport, growing the attention. And the proposals that have been of late of what you would do with the college baseball season, whether you would push it back, its relationship with Major League Baseball, but protecting the crown jewel, which is the College World Series. And can you make the College World Series bigger? We've had plenty of discussions when we get to that time of the year about the format, where you could go into the second weekend of the College World Series and you don't have a game on Saturday and Sunday. You may have people that want to come to Omaha for that weekend and they want to catch a College World Series game. Well, if you have two teams that are 3-0, you got no baseball on Saturday or Sunday. And you come into town and, hey, can we at least walk around the stadium? And, you know, also, when you get to that second weekend, a lot of the vendors have already headed out of town. And by then, we're also on College World Series fatigue, where it's, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going. I mean, that's a party. You're partying for 7-8 days. But now the NCAA, and good on them. This is a win-win today. They are guaranteeing, beginning next year, not this year, next year, that there will be College World Series games on the weekends. The College World Series next year will begin on Friday. The championship series, which will still be the best 2 out of 3, will run Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Right now, it runs Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We take off, if you play all the games, you're going to take off one day of the College World Series. Thank you. There are moms and dads that spend $1,500 to stay in the hotels in this town that are like, thank you. At least it's just one day. But this is a fantastic that you're going to start the championship series on a Saturday. If I was in charge, thank you. You get Saturday and Sunday to yourself. Saturday and Sunday on ESPN is better than Monday and Tuesday on ESPN. Plus, in this town, more people might be willing to try and come in for the College World Series on that second weekend, the start of the championship series, if they knew there was going to be games. So play the Saturday and Sunday games at 6 o'clock, or the first one on Saturday is at 6, the next one is a day game. Nighttime on Monday, boom, there we go, we fixed it. But good job by the NCAA. This will be well received. And again, it grows the sport, because you could get a Saturday and Sunday of the championship series all to yourself. So it'll move up a day. Major League Baseball probably is not coming back here in the next few years to play a game. You know, the draft is not going to be in Omaha. But that's not our concern. Our concern is the College World Series, and it's next year will be moved up a day to start on a Friday, which is a great idea as well. So good on the NCAA for taking care of us here in Omaha and listening to what a lot of us have brought up. Good. They're finally listening to people that live in this community that are the supporters of the College World Series. It always drives me nuts when it seems like they're trying to appease everybody else coming into town. Why not take care of us locals? We're not going anywhere. The College World Series leaves the end of June. You know what? We get up on July 1st and we still live here.
Yep.
I don't know if that was a little soapbox moment or not.
A little bit.
Okay. Coming up in the next hour, Scott Frost spoke last night. We listened. He said something about his opening on his staff for special teams. Full-timer analyst, what do you want? I think we know what he is aiming for. But he also said something last night that is an issue. When it comes to that part of this football program, and maybe gives you an inkling on other things that have ailed Nebraska over 3 years. We'll dive into that when you return. Brody Darren DeVries, still to come before we're out of here at 2 on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.